And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
World leaders and heads of many faiths sent messages of congratulation on the election of Pope Francis I, the former Archbishop of Buenos Aires, who had not been considered a favourite in the run-up to this week's secret conclave. His election met with widespread surprise and expressions of hope for a groundswell of change for a church dogged by scandal and internal conflict. The new pontiff, the first from the Jesuit order, emerged smiling onto the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday to cries of "Long live the Pope" from tens of thousands of pilgrims massed in the famous piazza below. The first non-European pope in nearly 1,300 years devoted his first prayer to his predecessor Benedict XXVI and called for fraternity among Catholics. "It seems that my brother cardinals have gone to the ends of the earth to find a pope," Francis said, referring to his native Argentina, which erupted in celebrations at his appointment. "Now we take up this journey, a journey of fraternity, of love, of trust among us," he said. Presenting an image as a simple man of the people, he chose to name himself after the ascetic St. Francis of Assisi. Bergoglio, hailed by US President Barack Obama as a champion of the poor and the most vulnerable among us, is not without controversy. He was criticized, along with other Catholic clergy, for failing to stand up to Argentine's military dictatorship of 1976 to 1983, during which 30,000 people died or disappeared. More recently, his opposition to gay marriage and the distribution of contraceptives has brought him into conflict with the Argentine government. Benedict's 8-year reign was riven by scandals, and the new pope will face immediate challenges, chiefly stamping his authority on the Vatican machinery and trying to coax back a Catholic flock that is deserting churches across the West. The hushed-up sexual abuse of children by paedophile priests goes back decades, casting a dark shadow over the conclave, which included several cardinals implicated in the scandals. And Pope Francis will have to do it all with just one lung. The Argentine pontiff lost the greater part of one lung to a teenage infection. "He feels it today," says his authorized biographer Sergio Rubin. "He's a little bit slowed down by it, but he's okay." Students at an Israeli high school were in an uproar on Monday after a teacher mistakenly sent them an internal email that spelled out what faculty members really thought about them. "Not too bright, liar, tactless, big baby, antisocial, has a thing for boys," and "sicko" were some of the descriptions on an Excel spreadsheet that landed in students' email boxes. Oops. Even without modern-day temptations like fast food or cigarettes, people had clogged arteries some 4,000 years ago, according to a study of mummies searching for the condition. Researchers suggest that heart disease may be more of a natural part of human aging rather than being directly tied to contemporary risk factors like smoking, eating fatty foods, and not exercising. CT scans of 137 mummies showed evidence of atherosclerosis, or hardened arteries, in 1/3 of those examined, including some of those from ancient people believed to have had healthy lifestyles. In the UK, a group which promotes courtesy praised a train driver who made a tannoy announcement asking a passenger to stop shouting when having a mobile phone conversation. Peter Foote, chairman of the National Campaign for Courtesy, said he had never heard of such an announcement being made on a train before and described it as marvellous. The driver made a tannoy announcement on a packed commuter train travelling between London Euston and Milton Keynes. "This is a special message to the lady travelling in the first class in the middle of the train," he said. "Please refrain from shouting on the phone, as you are annoying other passengers."
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.